Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Just a few days before the event, Drew Barrymore is backing out of hosting Sunday's MTV Movie and TV Awards. She's doing this to stand in solidarity with writers who are currently on strike. They're saying they couldn't strike a fair deal for more compensation and streaming residuals, but the show must go on. So, who's going to host?
Don't tell us. Can we guess?
Oh, absolutely. Who do you think would be a good host? Oh.
Whose career doesn't depend on writers? That would be the first question.
I do commend Drew Barrymore for standing up for what she believes in.
I mean, that's the only long game decision.
Yeah.
I mean, because your show's going on. You need writers. You can't not.
Jimmy Fallon. No, I'm just kidding.
Not Jimmy Fallon.
I would think it would be.
Give us a hint.
It has to be somebody in music, I would think, that doesn't have. No?
This is nobody in music.
Remember, though, this is the movie and TV awards.
Is it a Kardashian?
It is not a Kardashian.
Is it
a Jenner?
It is not a Jenner.
Is it a reality TV star?
It's not a reality TV star.
Is it a influencer?
It is not an influencer.
A YouTuber.
It is not a YouTuber.
Is it Nick Cannon?
It's not Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Just gonna impregnate somebody.
It's believable though, right?
Yeah. It is believable.
Absolutely, it's believable. All right, so are they in music?
Nope, they're not in music. So they're in TV.
Should we play our 15 questions game with her?
I think we're already at 18.
Are they dead or alive?
Well, they're not breathing because they don't exist. Nobody is going to host the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Oh, Abby, that was a trick question, Abby.
That was so silly.
Abby.
Drew has agreed to host it next year, and she is going to be a part of this show a little bit because she's already filmed some clips, little tidbits. So I don't know how they're going to pull this off. I mean, maybe they'll just have like a voiceover person.
They do the voice of God. So they've done this for award shows before where they just have somebody over the big speaker system, which when you do like MC stuff, they call that the voice of God. And they'll just boom over and say, please welcome to the stage to, you know, present for best on-screen kiss, blah, 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 blah.
Anything to shorten these award shows, I'm a fan of. Anyway, get the hosts out of there. Get to the music, get to the awards, and let's move on with our lives.
But it might be actually worth watching this weekend if the writers are on strike. Who's writing the jokes for the presenters?
Interns.
Oh, that'll make me watch.
Right? Yeah. Because, I mean, all award shows take very talented writers because they are the ones that write all the setups for the presenters and write everything, all the, like, the skits and stuff for the hosts. So I'm intrigued to see if it's just going to be real, real dry.
Most of the time, these presenters' jokes suck anyway. They're really bad.
So you're calling out the writers and that they don't deserve more money.
No, I think in other areas they may just consistently have nights off on when it comes to these award shows. I mean, I don't know who's going to write it, but they haven't been great in the past.
No, and it would be funny if they came out and were actually way better. that wouldn't look good.
Or how about like not doing jokes as the presenter, just like telling us who won?
You can't. That's so boring.
Yeah.
You got to have something, dude.
That's the equivalent of being like, this award show could be an email.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I would say this would make a really good SNL sketch, especially if interns are going to be doing the writing. But SNL has also been massively greatly affected. We've already talked about the fact that Pete Davidson's highly anticipated show for this weekend is canceled, but Succession star Kieran Culkin and the White Lotus star Jennifer Coolidge, they were both set to star the final two Saturday Night Live episodes, and those have both been canned.
Yeah, you'll always find somebody that's desperate enough to cross a picket line knowing that their career in that industry is probably over when they do that. But any one of these strikes will find somebody. Look, it happens in the NFL with football players. They go on strike and there's some dude that hasn't played football since the seventh grade, but he's big. So they put him on the field. They're like, I got nothing to lose.
That's true.
So there's going to be somebody that'll write it, but they won't be writing for very long.
Oh, for sure. Okay, if anything happens like this tomorrow before my concert with T-Swift, I'm going to be upset. So I'm really feeling for Lizzo fans right now. They're super bummed because she canceled one of her concerts the day of. It was for good reason. She said she was super sick, so she got on Instagram to let her fans know what was going on.
Hey, Montreal. I had a sore throat last night and a headache, and I went to bed and I woke up this morning and it was worse and my body's weak and I have chills and my head hurts, but this is getting worse. And I have to make the unfortunate decision to cancel today. Just can't perform tonight. This is the second time I've ever had to cancel due to health in my entire career.
Okay, that's 100% legit.
Yeah.
However, have we all gone through trying to make that call to the boss before?
I was just thinking
that. When you're not sick and you have to put like your best acting voice on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she looked super. I mean, I don't want to be like, Lizzo looked terrible in the video, but she like had her mask on. She was in bed, but I was singing the same thing. I'm like, I can't come. I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, supposedly they're dating, but Matty Healy said he'd never be Taylor Swift's boyfriend. I'll tell you about this blunt interview on your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.